And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 22nd of January, 2016. Thornton Wilder's play, Our Town, got its first performance on this day, 1938, the McCarter Theater, Princeton, New Jersey. He had trouble writing the last act, and finally got his inspiration when he was in Zurich, Switzerland. He stayed up all night so he could hear the bells in the morning. There was heavy rain. He walked around town under an umbrella, and it gave him an idea for the graveyard scene in Grover's Corners with the people sitting under umbrellas. The play was unusual for its time because Wilder decided not to use scenery and almost no props. From Princeton, the play went to Boston, where the Boston critics gave it very poor reviews. Some audience members walked out. But in New York, two critics, Brooks Atkinson and Alexander Wolcott, loved the play, and it won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 1938. And it is now estimated that, on average, Our Town is performed at least once every night somewhere in the world. It's the birthday of Howard Moss, born in Queens, New York, 1922, poetry editor for many years for The New Yorker magazine, who accepted early poems by Sylvia Plath, Theodore Rethke, Anne Sexton, W.S. Merwin. Howard Moss, who did not hesitate to ask poets for revisions. He said, "The words in poems are no more sacred than words in anything else." And it's the birthday of Lord Byron, the poet, born London, 1788. His first poems published when he was 19, went off traveling through France and Italy, worked hard to gain a reputation as a romantic and a playboy and a gambler, a man who had love affairs with one person after another. Lord Byron, who said, "Passion is the poetry of life. What should I have known or written had I been a quiet mercantile politician or a lord in waiting? A man must travel and turmoil, or there is no existence." Here's a poem by Lord Byron on his birthday, his poem, "She Walks in Beauty." She walks in beauty like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes, thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies. One shade the more, one ray the less, had half impaired the nameless grace which waves in every raven tress or softly lightens o'er her face. Where thoughts serenely sweet express how pure, how dear their dwelling place. And on that cheek and o'er that brow, so soft, so calm, yet eloquent, the smiles that win, the tints that glow, but tell of days in goodness spent, a mind at peace with all below, a heart whose love is innocent. She Walks in Beauty, a poem by Lord Byron. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity.com, brain training developed by scientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games, Lumosity.com. And by LegalZoom, providing legal help to Americans with online services, customer support, and independent legal advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.